Time to talk Indians baseball with Rosie. Jim Rosenhaus joins us, brought to you by your North Regional Convenience in Oco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Good morning, Jim. How are you today?
Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
I'm good. What's that song? Where have all the flowers gone? Where have all the hitting gone? What happened to the last couple of days, the Twins, who thought maybe we could get some easy wins out of this, especially yesterday. Tell me about this Mr. Ryan, who almost no-hit us or did a good job pitching yesterday.
Yeah, he was tremendous. A kid who pitched at the Olympics for Team USA, and it's one of those trades that the Twins made. They moved to Nelson Cruz, who was their big slugger, obviously, and the Tampa Bay Rays needed him. But you got to give something up, and those are the smart trades. I think we've seen the Indians do that over the years, where you catch teams when they need something, and then you try and get something really good back. And look, it was just one outing where he was really good against the Indians last night, but I think he can be a real key part of their rotation. So he was tough on the Tribe last night, first time they've seen him, and they couldn't get much going at all.
Well, Tristan McKenzie was holding his own for a while yesterday too, so that can't be overlooked.
No, not at all. And I mean, he was terrific. Allowed just one run in six innings, and that's been the norm for him since really the start of August. He's been just tremendous, and it's exciting to see, because I think pitchers sometimes will have a start or two and you get excited, but then they have a rough one, and he has not had that for I want to say 5-6 starts in a row now, and the last three have been unbelievable. So it's exciting to see what he's doing. They're trying to be careful with him to some extent in terms of his innings, so he might have been able to pitch deeper last night, but still just tremendous for six innings, kept his team in the game.
He's kind of a slight fellow, right? I mean, right? I see that picture with him and CC Sabathia. There's a big contrast in that sort of thing. But I mean, how do you match up against
him? He is as skinny as they come. And it's funny because, when you're that slender, I think the natural thing for any team to do is, hey, you got to bulk up a little bit. It's the only way you're going to make it through a season. But as he says, that's what he's been his whole life, and he's comfortable with that. And, it's funny how you go about that. How do you put on weight? He talks about how his mom and his dad are great cooks, and he loves being home in the wintertime in Florida and eating their cooking. But it hasn't made a dent in allowing him to gain weight, I guess. But he's comfortable with how he is, he certainly has held up well this season.
Right. Sometimes that could be deceptive if you're looking, sometimes you see big pitchers on the mound and what they do, and he's just getting the ball in there. Let's talk about the other pitcher we hadn't seen for a while. Here's a little highlight.
Chang plays in front of Donaldson, the runner at first, just a few steps off the line. The pitch and a check swing. Strike three call. Dropped a curveball in there. Polanco lays the batting helmet down as well as the bat. Chats with Field and Culbreth. And a very mild conversation on what Polanco thought was a high curveball. Savali is first inning back in 2.5 months, and he takes care of the Twins, giving up a hit, striking out a batter, no score.
How good was it to see our 10-game winner back on the mound there for this point?
Tremendous, and he did look like he hadn't missed a beat in 2.5 months. So that was great to see, and he'll get a couple more starts between now and the end, and hopefully Shane Bieber's not too far behind, and he can make a start or two before the end. And I think if that could happen and they both come through feeling good, the Indians will feel really good about their starting rotation heading into next season, because not only would you have those two key pieces back, you've spent the summer getting a read and developing Tristan McKenzie into something really special, and Cal Quantrill, who pitches tonight, he's been terrific. So you're really starting to build that depth again in your starting rotation, which has been such a key for this team for the past, 5-6 years or so.
It seems as though the outfield has been a problem in recent years. Where do you think they're going next season with it?
I have no idea. I wish I could tell you. I think Miles Straw will be in center field. They acquired him at the deadline from Houston, and he's been really good. So I think they feel comfortable with him in center. Tremendous defensive center fielder, and he has been an igniter offensively. But outside of that, it's question marks. Look, they've rolled Bradley Zimmer out there a lot here in the second half, and he's shown flashes, but hasn't been consistent. Oscar Mercado, same thing. Daniel Johnson, same thing. Harold Ramirez has been pretty consistent. I think he'll be a part of this thing next season. But outside of that, I think that's an area where you look for trades or free agent acquisitions to round it out heading into spring training.
I was thinking, remember the days when they used to try to move the fence? That was, you know, change the outfield.
Yeah. that's the trick right there.
That's right. Left field. It's a very short left field or whatever, but sounds good. Well, Jim, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll talk again next week as we get closer through the end of the season, and hopefully we'll talk a little bit more about becoming the Guardians for next year. Jim, we appreciate your time this morning.
Bruce, I'm going to guarantee you we will be able to talk about some runs being scored next week.
Okay, I'm writing this down right here. Do you have a Cleveland Browns season prediction yet that you're going to throw out there at all this?
Certainly playoffs, and gosh, if things break right, it could be really, really fun, couldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We look forward to all sorts of great sports here in Cleveland. Thanks for your time, Jim. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Jim Rosenhaus joining us this morning. It's brought to you by your North Regional Convenience, Sunoco.